The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 14. At that time Herod the Tetrarch heard the fame of Jesus, and he said to his servants, "This is John the Immerser. He has risen from the dead, and for this reason the powers of the spiritual world are active within him." For Herod had laid hold of John and bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And he intended to put him to death. But he feared the multitude, because they regarded him as a prophet. But then Herod's birthday was kept. The daughter of Herodias danced in the midst, and pleased Herod. Wherefore he promised with an oath to give her whatever she would ask. And being previously instigated by her mother, she said, "Give me here in a dish the head of John the Immerser." And the king was grieved, but on account of his oath, and those who reclined at table with him, he commanded it to be given. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought on a dish, and given to the maiden, and she carried it to her mother. And his disciples came and took away the body, and buried it, and went and told Jesus. And when Jesus heard of it, he withdrew from that place by ship into a desert place apart, and the multitudes, when they heard of his departure, followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus came out, he saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion for them, and cured their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desert place, and the hour is now past. Send the multitudes away, and they may go into the villages, and buy themselves food." But Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. Do you give them food?" They said to him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitudes to recline upon the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looked up into heaven, and blessed, and broke, and gave the bread to the disciples. And the disciples gave it to the multitudes. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up what remained of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And he immediately constrained his disciples to get into the ship, and go before him to the opposite side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when evening came, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the 4th watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were alarmed, and said, "It is a specter," and they cried out for fear. But Jesus immediately spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come to thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter went down from the ship and walked upon the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind strong, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me!" And Jesus immediately stretched out his hand, and took hold of him, and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they had entered the ship, the wind ceased. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly thou art the Son of God." And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the neighboring country, and brought to him all that were sick, and besought him that they might only touch the fringe of his mantle, and as man as touched they were perfectly saved.